We're speaking this time with Mr. Larry Doss, Jr., candidate for Humboldt County 5th District Supervisor. Larry, if somebody doesn't know you, doesn't know the family, who is Larry Doss?
Well, I am a 52-year resident of Humboldt County. Gone through all the local schools, or if I haven't attended a local school, I've been to most of them. Friends and sports and whatnot throughout the years. Been in local businesses, various businesses from before high school out, of course, you know, put to work early in the family businesses. So everything from the moving business, the restaurant business, and for the last 27 years, I've been a real estate broker, and last 16 years managing what started was the family company, Ming Tree Realtors.
Why supervisor?
You know, I get that. That's the number one question I get. So I love Humboldt County. I deeply miss it when I travel. I look forward to seeing and feeling the fog and the coastal air. And I can't imagine living anywhere else. And especially being with the business background, I want to make a difference. And it's a perfect time in my life. My kids, my youngest, graduated high school last year. The kids all knew the plan that, hey, once you guys are out of high school, mom and dad are moving to the ranch. And so we've had a cattle ranch up in Oreck for the last about 18 years, almost 19 years. And we've lived there full time on and off over the years. And that's been our dream to live there full on. So when COVID hit, my youngest, she said, Dad, just start packing. You and mom need to go start the dream there. So
obviously there's family support for Oreck.
Yes.
Family support for being a supervisor?
You know, that was a long discussion. We had multiple discussions with the family and looked at it all different directions. And they all understand that I am going to get beat up, and I accept that. But I think Humboldt County's worth it, and I think it's worth it for the folks that have invested their lifelong careers or lifelong reason for living here. Everyone's got a different reason for being here, and I think it's been very gracious by my family to say, "Yeah, Dad," or "Yeah, honey," or whatever. It's okay, and we support you. And,
yeah, kids tend to be a little bit more flexible.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got double thumbs up from my wife. She's a great cheerleader for this.
That's what counts. So typically there is one or two issues that kick somebody across.
Yeah.
And you go, okay,
it's
my time. At least that's what I've heard from.
You're exactly spot
over
on.
And over and over
yep,
and over.
Yep.
What are those issues that finally said, okay, maybe ranching and real estate isn't all that I'm supposed to do.
There's a different calling here. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I feel. You know, the two big ones, and then they branch off. There's two or three big ones, really. They kind of branch off, but they have roots together. And one of them is medical access and quality. One of the things that we are living as a family is we've retired a couple family doctors in the last few years, and they haven't replaced. You know, so some of the discussion is, well, gosh, maybe we need to go visit family outside of the county and see if they have a doctor that's available, you know, and make it a dual visit to do doctor visits and family visits somewhere out of the area. And we shouldn't be able to do that. Nobody should have to wait 6 months for a scan or a result of a scan. So I feel that there are some real solutions. And I'm not a politician, but coming from the business side is we don't get paid unless we have results. So I can see some real, I mean, yeah, definitely there'll be some hard decisions to make. And I don't expect to satisfy 100% of the population, but I think the right decisions can be made and the right differences can be made for the county positively. Medical is one big one. Public safety is the other big one I hear over and over and over. Really happy to see the raises given to the sheriff's department and the planning with our sheriff that we have now. Billy Hansel is phenomenal, and I'm glad to see he's going to you know, be there again, I feel. And so I think we need to really, really support our sheriff's department. Public safety is huge on so many different levels. Then the third one is housing, and housing has different elements. Shelter insecurity for our homeless population. I think there's some real solutions we can grab onto and not just kick that can down the road. We, you know, to have the quality of life that everyone here in Humboldt County, wherever they are in life, in Humboldt County, deserve to have, you know, a shelter of some type, whatever satisfactory to them. And we have some, again, they're not going to be easy decisions, but someone needs to get in there that's prepared to, you know, not be beholden to any special interest. Just let's make the decisions. Let's get some solutions on the ground working and, you know, move with it.
Now, there are a couple of different elements in there. Obviously, hand of government,
yes,
getting in the private sector is something that can be a little off-putting or challenging.
Exactly.
So when you say more medical availability, yeah, what role does a supervisor have, or what are you looking to have to help facilitate that?
Well, I think number one, we should count on our supervisors being a voice for us wherever it needs to be, whether it's nationally, internationally, across the state, and as well as obviously locally. So there is some advocating that can be done and some partnerships that can be done to bolster some opportunities. As an example, and this is just, you know, we have in the world, there are places that are called things such as medical resorts. What a concept. You know, this area, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have moved to this area that count Humboldt County as therapeutic. Between the trees, the oceans, the clean air. What a great place to maybe bring in some of the right people in that world that can make a medical resort. That medical resort might be a specialty, but it's going to bring in other medical services, and that just has to benefit the folks that are here. Yeah.
Public safety is probably the safest spot to stand on.
Oh, yeah.
And this most slippery spot,
sure,
to stand on. Yeah. Cops, certainly. Compensation, certainly. I think everybody kind of is in agreement with that.
Right.
But with the recognition now that mental health services,
right,
are such a critical component of,
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see to address some of this stuff? Again, what role can a supervisor do? Because a lot of this stuff is state mandated, federally mandated.
Sure. Yeah.
What's the role of a supervisor, yeah, and how do you see yourself facilitating that?
Well, similar, you know, we got to have a supervisor that's not shy to get out of their comfort zone. If COVID hits, you don't go hide under a rock. You get out there and charge, because, you know, the public relies on the leaders to lead. And so with public safety, again, it's advocating, whether it's nationally or statewide, and partnering the message with our sheriff to get the necessary support that we need. And then also our priorities with public safety are really important. And I've talked to, at this point in this campaign, I've talked to a little bit over 1,500 people across the 5th District. And public safety runs pretty much number one, if not, you know, 1.5 in the list. And people just want to be safe. They want to be able to walk at all, you know, all hours of the day through their community and not feel threatened.
So as we kind of focus on that a little bit more, the mental health element.
Right.
They are, funding is already there. A lot of funds.
Sure.
A lot of categorical,
uh-huh,
a lot of grant funding.
Yep.
What concepts do you have in that area to help, either help DHHS?
Yes.
Or to perhaps hold their feet to the fire a little bit?
You know, I got to praise DHHS. It's not an easy job. It's not a job that I would want. And obviously, I would never, I haven't taken it, and I'm not interested. But I certainly want to go to bat for them and advocate for them. And in that, that also folds into the other topic of housing is, you know, when we look at public safety, the homeless population, and I guess I've just got to give my disclaimer right off the beginning that I am not politically correct. I don't speak politically correct, and I do not wish to offend anybody. So I hope that doesn't come across this way. But, you know, from the private world, looking at the homeless issue and public safety and how that all weaves together, I look at the homeless population as in it basically in three areas. One, there's an area that, you know, they're just looking for a leg up. They had a tough turn. They need a leg up. And once they get that leg up, they're off and running and they're gone. There's another group that definitely has some generally mental or drug issues. And we need to get them some services. You know what? We really need to have, in speaking with our sheriff, we really need to have a place for them to be able to go. That was probably one of the big mistakes that I think Reagan did years ago. Is changing that system. And not that that system was perfect back then, but we really need to have a place where they can be safe, they can get services, and you know, something positive can be introduced and maybe a change for their lives in quality. So that the housing, public safety, DHHS, all is very tightly together. And I believe we solve part of it, we go around that cycle and we solve a lot of elements through all of those areas.
Your guys' main office is located across the street from the jail.
From the courthouse, yeah.
No, I'm focusing on the jail.
Okay.
Some may argue that that's a proper location, mm-hmm. but we'll just kind of let that one slide.
Right.
The lack of prosecution.
Yeah.
Of misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. It's got to be something that's a little frustrating for a large percentage of the county.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not there's capacity or it's the process mm-hmm. or the sentencing, whatever it might happen to be, is that an area in this public safety that you feel that there might be a little something you can bring to the table?
Yeah, I think that, you know, is those issues woven together, I think if the capacity for our legal system to not be overwhelmed. I think there's things that can be solved with the homeless issue, with, you know, there's that other third that just doesn't want help and is going to be somewhat problematic. I think it's sad that a very minute amount of population in this county causes so much trouble for everyone every day. Driving into town up to my office this morning, we had a little camp out at the back door, and most of them, there was about 12 camped out in the back of the office, and we're, like you said, right across from the jail or the courthouse. And you know, I don't see that they really chose or would prefer to camp out on an asphalt, you know, somewhat wet pavement kind of a space, that if we had an area that was, you know, better for them, quality of life, and had services, you know, I got to believe that that's going to eliminate some of the overload in the court system. The other thing, though, there is we got to advocate back to the state that, you know, a crime's a crime. You know, if you do the crime, you've got to have a level of punishment there. Otherwise, why do we have the crime on the books?
I thought you were going to go back to Beretta.
Into the time.
All right, old guy humor.
Well, I get it. That's what's sad.
Yeah. The housing is certainly something that you're far more familiar with because
yes.
that's kind of the profession.
Yeah.
So as we see the demand, either mm-hmm. with Cal Poly coming yeah. in or some yeah. of the other projects, there's this pent-up demand.
Yes.
One of the challenges, obviously, is getting the permits through for these new constructions and everything associated with that.
Right.
Is that something that is what a supervisor should be involved with? Or is that something that a supervisor should not get involved with and just kind of put out a general perception?
Oh.
Guys, do what we need to do. Let us know what we can do to help you.
Yeah.
What level of engagement? Because I know there would be the temptation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe that, you know, the buck stops with the supervisor. So that, you know, you got to jump in both feet, at least hip deep, and be actively involved in it. There is a lot to be said, though, that, hey, let's follow the rule book. The rule says this. We should have a clear process for that. What's sad is there's probably, national average is over $100,000. Dollars is attributed towards the cost of construction of a unit. We call a front door a unit, whether that's an apartment or a single family home. And that cost is all in bureaucracy. You know, whether it makes the lumber twice as expensive as it should be, or it makes the permits or the sewer system or all the buy-in to build a home. And that's just, that's ridiculous, especially when you're looking at other areas way out of California, where you're looking at large percentage of the construction of the home is bureaucracy. So in Humboldt County, I'd say it's probably a good 30%, if not more. And so that takes affordability off the table. We should be standing up and saying, for instance, Coastal Commission. Why the heck is the Coastal Commission making decisions far off the coast and implementing bureaucracy and levels of cost to a homeowner that there's no influence to the coast? You're developed, all around an empty lot maybe that's just lately getting ready to be built on, and we've got the Coastal Commission stringing it out in time. Time is money for builders, and none of that's helpful. The big hot topic that's going on is obviously there's money out there for constructing low-cost housing. And I say that in quotes because a lot of that low-cost housing that we see when it's not framed correctly is a big financial investment move, but it can be done much better in the private sector. For instance, instead of building a unit of say 40 apartments, let's build 40 condos. Let's allow these folks, and we can help it gently from the county side. We can help with down payment assistance, whatever. Let them buy those units. If a person that's in that place in life, and we've all been there, you have to start somewhere. It's just very difficult to start. But if we can allow for someone to step into the home ownership world, and when they're ready to move on to the next level, they have something. But if they're in what we call, a traditional apartment, you're paying rent, you're not building anything for yourself. You're just kind of saying status quo. So instead of perpetuating the issue, let's build up. Let's help people get onto that next step in life.
Is that zoning? Is that an understanding of where condos are? Is that something? I don't think we have. Well, we have half a dozen condominium complexes
yeah.
in the county
uh-huh.
currently.
Yeah,
they just aren't around.
Right. Right.
So is that the marketplace not wanting it, or is that the regulator community not permitting that?
I think a little of both. I believe the market will set that pace. I believe the market would embrace these kind of condominium projects. And I believe the residents would embrace it. They would see the ability to better their life and be able to take some steps out. Now, the big draw to these by developers is the federal dollars out there, federal dollars to build units, state dollars to build units. And I do not fault them for that because we need a place for that. There's only, you're only going to get about 60% of the population, that's about where it stays over history, that want to own a home. I don't anticipate trying to grow that percentage in Humboldt County, but let's let 60% get there. And then if we get to that point, then maybe we look for other opportunities.
So it's the affordability of the purchase.
Yeah.
As much. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So you got housing, you got public safety, you got medical services.
Yes.
Those are all kind of in one arena.
Sure.
Economic development is a whole different one.
Yeah.
What kind of thoughts do you have either about what's going on
today
and how to continue with that?
Right.
Or where would you like to see Humboldt look like, well, let's say 10 years?
Sure.
What does the ideal Larry Doss picture of Humboldt County look like in 10 years?
Well, number one is I don't want Humboldt to lose its Humboldtness. You know, it's the rural feel, the cleanest air on the West Coast, the access to nature in all directions. That's the number one thing to protect. I firmly believe, if we have healthy fish, we've got healthy rivers, we've got a healthy Humboldt, you know, and that's kind of a basis. In economic development, I think that partners well with that philosophy. I just finished, I think it was about a 6-year stint. The state extended my 4-year term to a 5-year, and then I sat another year on the Harbor District. And golly, lots of fun stuff in that 6 years that I was able to participate in production. One, of course, is the Google high-speed internet lines landing, and we've got one landed. There's going to be another one that's rolled up, ready to come ashore here anytime when the window opens up for that construction. And then, of course, the offshore wind is there, and I think the push politically and demand-wise where the state wants to go, that's got to happen. I know there's going to be forces that are going to want to say no, but we got to produce that energy if the state mandates it, and that's a great place to do it. So I was happy to be involved with the beginnings of that, setting that going, and then also the dredging, which dredging is great for the safety, not only of the safety of the small boats in and out of the harbor, but also the ability for shipping to come in and out. Green Diamond is our big shipper that exports out of Humboldt Bay, and they have been pretty much open all year round for the last couple of years, and usually they have to shut themselves down with the winter storms. So, I think those are big wins. Those are things that are going to run the economy. The big change with Humboldt State to a Cal Poly is probably going to be the thing that changes Humboldt the most of everything. It's going to change Humboldt in a lot of different areas. And so being mindful of what we want to protect in Humboldt County is going to be big going forward. Economically, I tell our company the company meetings all the time that I don't think there's ever been a time, even going back to the gold rush time, that there's so much positive for the Humboldt County economy looking at us going forward in the next 10 years. If you want a job, there's 5 available, and it's going to be, pick and choose a career and go. And but it's plus, it's just all pluses out there. And so we need to look at infrastructure issues. And I think my experience coming to the table for this is well-rounded and balanced to help maintain, that area. Very exciting. Very exciting.
What's the biggest issue you see in the 5th District?
5th District is a very large, spread out district from, you look at Soames Bar, it touches Soames Bar, Orleans, South, and your county line to Ocean on the east-west line, and then you're looking at county line, in some cases, down in near Maple Creek area, and then up to the Smith River and west, not Smith River, Mad River and west, and there's so many various issues. One that I think is fairly low-hanging fruit is is just the efficiency with the county and services. Each area has different, real distinct needs. So the big one that hits the headlines all the time are, fires, wildfires. Wildfires are huge, and we should be preparing. A lot of people forget about wildfires when it's pouring down rain and frosty outside, and but we need to be planning ahead, having some real plans. And I've talked to different community leaders, and I'm anxious to get more into this as far as setting up a plan of necessary supplies for the seasons in remote locations. A lot of those remote locations are volunteer fire departments. We need to find a way to help support those volunteer fire departments. They do a yeoman's job of public safety that we do not pay dollars for so much as we receive as residents. We invite one of the big industries we've been told over the decades is that we've got to increase our tourism, and basically I look at that as you invite someone over to your home to be a guest. So how does the pathway to your home look? The highways are long, treacherous for a lot of people visiting the area. They're not used to the curves and the drop-offs and such, and some people just are taken in by the views. So we see car accidents out there. Those volunteer fire departments handle all of those car accidents in remote locations. And, I see it on my portion of 101 in Oreck. That volunteer fire department is just taxed from the Klamath River down. And then they have relationships, as they all do. Thank goodness CAL FIRE steps in and helps overreach and covers. But we need to look at that as something across the board, not just safety in the public, as far as public safety in the fire alone, but just medical services. And I think we can help those volunteer fire departments out immensely.
Cannabis. Big issue in the area. Recently there was a vote taken to reduce the fees.
Yes.
Significantly. Yeah. Comments on that?
My family, grandfathers, grandmothers were in the food business. My grandfathers were in the stone fruit business down around the ranches, farms in Southeast Bay, Gilroy area of California. And there were some similar issues that came up back in the 70s where Santa Clara County was taxing farmers for trees or stumps, whether they were producing fruit or not. I'm a firm believer of you tax as you're produced. And yes, we all pay a business tax. We all pay permit fees to do business. And that's a norm. But it's really hard for me to get behind a tax on potential. I think we need to be more fair to farmers. We're calling these cannabis straight up equal farms. I think it's, I have nothing to do with that business other than we've sold some real estate in that world, but I've never even smoked it. So I can't speak as an expert, but I can speak supportively for agriculture. And we need not to overburden agriculture, and they are agriculture.
So more sales tax at the consumer level.
Yeah, exactly.
Biggest misnomer about Larry Doss?
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be called a carpetbagger because we are just moving into the 5th District. We've been in the 5th District. I fished in the 5th District when I was 4 or 5 years old and on with my dad constantly on the rivers. So I'm not new to the area. What's another misnomer about Larry is, everyone loves to tag on and you see the bullies on social media that are experts in all those areas, and they love to, he's a developer and he's going to overbuild this and overbuild that. And it's the last thing in the world I want to see. I want balance. The logo that I use for my campaign is a wagon wheel. And it's kind of a multi-purpose reason for the wagon wheel is you have to have the spokes all have to be the same. The wheel has to be balanced in order to roll. And I'm also a teamster in the old sense, as far as I used to drive truck as that, but I'm in the old sense is I drive horses, and everything's got to be in balance and focus. So I'm not that that wants to bulldoze the entire county and put houses everywhere. I am not on that list at all. I'm not new to the area. Been here for 52 years. I'm married to a fifth generation Humboldt County lady. My heart's in Humboldt County, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to protect the lifestyle and hopefully increase the quality of life for the residents of Humboldt County.
Anything else you want to add?
Vote for me. If you haven't registered to vote, please do so. And when you look on the ballot, I spell my name D-O-S-S. Fill in the box. Appreciate it.